Counting 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Counting 1, 2, 1, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Brad Gardner and Jeff Anderson and trying to save Cragen with three personal fouls until late. But Cleary turned around with the right hand bank shot. No good. Rebound taken by John Bach and personal foul to Jeff Anderson. And Anderson picks up personal foul number one, leaning on Bachum. Anderson with his first personal. Common foul out of bounds to Dixie. Correction, that's the second personal to Jeff Anderson. First team foul here in the second half for the Vikings. Gordon Keener along with Brad Heaps. And John Bachum starting the second half. Bachum with a head fake and hits the shot from 15. John Bachum with 12 points. 17, his career high, has been hot the last three ball games. Had 17 two nights ago, 16 last night, and has 12 so far tonight. Jeff Anderson against Heaps, trying to get the screen. Heaps with three personal fouls. Gordon Anderson playing with three. Bounce pass, deflected, picked up by Gordon Anderson. Anderson on the floor, shovels a pass to Brad Heaps. Personal foul, Gardner. Heaps pushed Gardner off after Gardner grabbed a hold of him. And Brad Gardner picks up personal foul number one and team foul number two. Whether Ricks can keep up this fast pace in the second half, we'll wait and see. 50-45, Dixie by 5 points, is led by as much as seven. Ricks ditto in the first half. Keener goes to Bachum along the baseline. Anderson from 10, shot too long. Rebound brought down by McCleary. McCleary quickly to Hugh Foster. Foster comes cruising up court, looks for help. Foster backing away from trouble. Dixie, man-to-man defense right now against the Vikings. Foster trying to get the screen. Down the keyhole, dips the ball off, knocked out of bounds by Gordon Anderson. Quick hands by Anderson. And Dixie will have to play tough defense. Ricks, loose and ready for this ball game, playing very well. And apparently there's a wet spot on the floor, the official spotted. And to do a little mopping with white towel. Inbounds for Ricks College under their own basket, as it was deflected by Anderson out of bounds. Inbounds comes to Brad Gardner. Gardner looks for help. Hook pass out in front goes to Hugh Foster. Out away from trouble. 2-3 zone by Dixie at the angle to McCleary. Out in front to Foster. At the right angle to Jeff Anderson. Foster from 25 feet. Good! And Hugh Foster, who is right-handed like his brother was left-handed, with a good shooting touch, makes it 50-47. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Jeff Anderson. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. The Rebels to inbounds, a narrow three-point lead, 18-33 left in the ballgame. Bachum to inbounds, does so in the corner to Brad Heaps. Heaps in deep to Bachum, turn around with the right hand, shot good, and John Bachum, soft touch, has 14 points. Pass through the hands of Jeff Anderson, almost loses it, finally shoves it to Brad Gardner, and Ricks staggering into forecourt almost. Larry Tobler, super shooter, gets it into the corner to McCleary. Wants to shoot over Anderson. Make the move on Anderson. Running hook shot. Soft, no good. Rebound, Gordon Anderson. Tears it down. Outlet pass to John Bachum. Two on three, no fast break. Bachum almost loses the basketball as he changes direction with a dribble. Cross court to Brad Heaps. All alone at 15. Shot, no good. Rebound off the hands of Gardner. Saved by Gardner. Inbounds to McCleary. Heaps couldn't hit the open shot, but Dixie still has a five-point lead. 52-47. Here comes the Vikings. Dixie has maintained a lead since they grabbed it at 30-29, but not a big lead, never more than seven. Jeff Anderson, pass almost knocked away from Hugh Foster. Foster gets away, takes a jump shot, no good. Rebound tapped around, personal foul underneath. Goes to whom? It looks like Mark McCleary. And if that's McCleary, I have that for three on McCleary and puts him in foul trouble. Getting off the bench is Cragen. McCleary with three. Cragen comes off the bench with three. McCleary to Cooley Seals. Young man from Woods Cross High School. Cragen, much better rebounder. Has plenty of rest now. Craig Hammer at the angle. Out in front to Gordon Keener. Keener back to Hammer at the angle. Out in front to Bachum. Leaves the pass for Anderson. Thrown away as Gordon Anderson couldn't hang on to it. Bachum buzzed the pass a little bit too hard for Gordon. 52-47. Five-point lead by Dixie. And here comes Ricks once again. Cragen at the high post against Gordon Anderson, and Gordon Anderson gets called with a foul as Cragen shoves Anderson's hands out of the way, and Anderson with personal foul number four, ticky-tack foul. Getting off the bench is Brad Boyle to come into the lineup, and Anderson to go sit down with four personal fouls. Big trouble for Dixie. Gordon Anderson with four. Tom Hansen sitting on the bench with three. Brad Heaps playing with three. Ken Cragen playing with three for Ricks College. Pass cross court goes to Jeff Anderson, to Cragen. In deep to Tobler, under the basket. Gets it out in front to Gardner, through his hands, but saved by Foster. All alone from 22. Shot short off the front of the rim. Rebound. Batted around through the hands of Boyle. Back to Larry Tobler. Bank shot. Good. And the break's starting to fall towards Ricks once again, and Larry Tobler gets his 14th point. Craig Hammer quickly into forecourt. Looks for help, goes to Gordon Keener. Keener trying to get the penetration to Hammer. Hammer back to Keener. Zone defense by Ricks. Cross court, it goes to Brad Heaps. Now, way cross court to Craig Hammer. Wants to get it in deep to Boyle. Lob pass cross court, goes to Brad Heaps. Out in front to Gordon Keener. Back to Heaps. Heaps trying to get it to Boyle. Out in front to Gordon Keener. Against the zone. Keener backing away from trouble. To the high post to Bauckham. Loses the basketball. Trap will call on Bauckham. Dixie, crucial turnover. Ricks within three. Timeout, Dixie. 16:39 left in the ballgame. Dixie 52, Ricks 49. Back in 60 seconds. Fifty-2-49. Dixie with a narrow three-point lead, and Ricks with a chance to cut the margin to one. Brad Boyle gets it to the high post to Ken Cragen. A little hand play there between Boyle and Cragen. Long jump shot. Brad Gardner, soft, not good. Tapped in by Larry Tobler, and Ricks has the boards once again. Dixie had taken them away from them. Now to a one-point lead. 52-51. Craig Hammer goes right to the baseline. Jump shot over Jeff Anderson. Good. And Craig Hammer has points. 11 and 12, 54-51, a three-point lead. This is apoplexy time for Rebel fans. As Rick staying white, right with the Rebels. Backdoor pass to Gardner. Misses the layup shot brought down by Brad Boyle. Dixie with a chance to get a five-point lead. Brad Heaps down the keyhole. Drives with the right hand. Good personal foul. Cragen, four. Heaps got the clear lane to the basket and got the basket. And Cragen picks up big personal foul number four. The first personal foul on Cragen shouldn't have been called. Since then, he's gotten three legitimate ones. But that may be a big minus for Ricks and a plus for Dixie. Brad Heaps, 2-for-3 from the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. Dixie by 5, 56-51. The shot by Heaps, good. Now Dixie by 6, led by as much as 7 in the ball game. Quickly into forecourt comes Brad Gardner and Ricks. Obviously, not with quite as much spring as they had in the first half, but still shooting just as well. Jeff Anderson to the top of the key. Pass to Gardner in the corner. Gets around his man. Jump shot partially deflected. Rebound brought down by Brad Boyle. Lead pass goes to Brad Heaps. Three-on-one fast break. Heaps to Hammer. Hammer lays it up and slaughtered across the wrist by Brad Gardner. The only way Hammer could have been kept from getting that basket, and Gardner picks up personal foul number 2. Hammer went down hard, but comes up just as fast. Boyle playing much better at the center position. Hansen seemed to be the key in the first half. And now Brad Boyle here in the second half. Hammer to shoot 2. First shot, good. Craig Hammer, first free throw of the night, has 13 points towards a slightly less than 20-point average, 19 and change. Second shot, good. And Hammer with 14 points on the night. And suddenly Dixie by 8, 59-51, as wide a margin as they've had in the ballgame. 15:30 left in the ballgame. At the angle, Jeff Anderson directs traffic, clears it out in front to Hugh Foster. Man-to-man defense by the Rebels. Anderson trying to get the pass away. Clears it to Brad Gardner. At the angle to Hugh Foster. Foster, one big basket so far, has not been able to get more than that. Jeff Anderson out in front. Hugh Foster head fakes, trying to go around Keener. Leaves the pass for Gardner, throws it out of bounds. Too high. Foster a little upset, trying to force the play, and threw it 5 feet over the head of Brad Gardner. Out of bounds, turnover by Ricks. Quickly into forecourt to John Bauckham. Bauckham to the high post to Hammer. Starts to make the move. Travel call. Hammer put it in, but got called for traveling. And Hammer voices some discontent. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie could have made it a 10-point lead, but did not that time. 15:04 left in the ballgame. 59-51. Gardner to bring it up against Bauckham. At the angle, it goes to Jeff Anderson. Very quick ball player. Underneath, personal foul will go to John Bauckham, apparently. Bauckham with personal foul number 1, trying to muscle underneath, and that's the second team foul on Dixie this half. And A common foul out of bounds to Ricks. Ricks shooting a much better percentage of their free throws. Let's see if that maintains during the second half. Craig and back to Anderson. Makes the head fake travel call. Anderson put in the shot but realized he had the travel. Glenn Dowling holds his head. Ricks could have brought it back. Glenn Dowling raises his hands in disgust. Inbounds comes to Brad Heaps. Heaps across the 10-second line. 2-3 zone by Ricks College. Craig Hammer tries to get the penetration to Brad Heaps. Back to Hammer. Hammer wants to get it to Boyle. Head fakes. Gets the jump shot from 15 and hits it. Craig Hammer, just like clockwork, chiming the top of the hour, gets another basket. 61-51. Now Dixie by 10 with 14:32 left in the ball game. Now the question is, can Dixie break it open? Or will Ricks stay with him? Or will Ricks come back? Larry Tobler against Hammer. Cross-court pass. High pass goes to Hugh Foster. Ricks being very patient. Big plus for them. Brad Gardner out in front to Hugh Foster. Foster against Keener. Against Brad Gardner. Gardner shoots over Bauckham. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Brad Boyle. Ball lost by Boyle. Picked up by Heaps. 3-on-2. Fast break to Gordon Keener. 10-footer. Shot no good. Rebound. Tapped around. Brought down by Jeff Anderson. Keener almost got the shot. Lead pass coming the other way. Hugh Foster can't get it to Tobler. Foster takes the 20-footer and hits it. Foster 2-on-3 situation, and Foster gets a 20-footer. It's one of the coaches, oh no, a good shot, reactions. John Bauckham at the angle. Gets it to the high post. Hammer. Head fakes. Goes around his man to Bauckham in the corner. Long jump shot. Good. And John Bauckham is red hot. Bauckham with 7 baskets on the night and 16 points within one of his career high here at Dixie. 63-53. 10-point lead once again. Dixie would like to maintain at least that. Tobler shoots over Hammer. Shot short. Rebound brought down by Anderson. Bulls his way against Keener. Shot up no good. High for the rebound as Boyle knocked out of bounds by Cragen. A correction. Tobler. Glenn Dowling waves a warm-up jersey. Tobler and Boyle going for the rebound. And Dowling, from his position, thought that Boyle had touched it last. And the official from underneath thought that Tobler had knocked it away from Boyle out of bounds. 63-53, Dixie by 10. And Ricks will have to be a little more honest, more of a man-to-man to Bauckham. Out of the corner, head fakes, goes around Tobler. Doesn't get the shot away. Out in front, ball knocked away. Intended for Heaps, laying it up as Matthews misses the shot. Heaps with a rebound. Dixie coming the other way. Heaps at the point, right down the keyhole, lays it up and in. Brad Heaps, 6 baskets and 15 points. Suddenly 65-53 with 12:51 left in a ball game. And Dixie starting to play super basketball like it did last night. Can they continue it? A lot of time left. Matthews out in front. Larry Tobler from the top of the key. Short rebound tapped around. Brought down on the floor by Boyle. Hooked by Larry Tobler. Tobler grabbed him by the right arm. And that's number 2 by Tobler. 6th team foul. And into the lineup comes number 30, Rex Fulmer. Fulmer into the lineup for the first time tonight. A 6'4 freshman for the Ricks Vikings. Everyone but the big 6'10 Sean Campbell has seen action tonight. And I don't see Campbell with the team. Man-to-man defense by Ricks. Keener quickly into forecourt. Looks for help. Goes to the low post to Bauckham. Dumps the pass off to Hammer. But Bauckham is fouled by Gardner. And Gardner picks up personal foul number 3. And I think the quickness of Dixie finally starting to get to Ricks. A much quicker ball club than we saw in Rexburg. But just not being able to stay with Dixie right now. 1-on-1 situation coming up for John Bauckham. 2-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. Needs the first to get the second. 12:29 left in the game. And Dixie by 12. Well, it was a heart pounder in the first half. Now becoming a little easier for Dixie. Shot good by Bauckham. Bauckham now 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Dixie 4-for-4 here in the second half. Not doing that well in the first half. Second shot by Bauckham is good. And Bauckham with a new career high. 18 points tonight for John Bauckham. 7 baskets and 4-for-4 from the free throw line. New career high for the Highland High grad. At the angle, Rex Fulmer trying to get the free shot. Matthews in deep, goes to Cragen, whirls against the Boyle, shot hangs and falls, and Ken Cragen makes his presence felt. The only Californian on this squad from San Jose area. The leading rebounder in the conference. Hammer against Fulmer, looks for help. Backdoor pass to Boyle, backdoors, lays it up and in, and Brad Boyle went around his man and put it back up and in. 69-55, 11:55 left in a ball game. And Boyle now with 6 points. Boyle doing a good job here in the second half. Matthews out in front, goes to Fulmer at the left angle. It goes to Hugh Foster in deep to Cragen. Gets the position. Over Boyle, lays it up. Will not fall, but Boyle gets the foul. And for Boyle, that's number 2. For Big Brad from East High School, to the free throw line will go Ken Cragen to shoot 2. Cragen to try a couple of them. 69-55. Shot by Cragen is good. Cragen now 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Cuts it back to a 13-point margin. 69-56. 11:42 left. Enough time. Second shot by Cragen is good. 8 points on the night by Cragen. Quick inbounds pass goes to Craig Hammer into forecourt. Hammer working against his man from the top of the key. Jump shot, no good. Rebound tapped around. Brought down by Brad Gardner. Here comes Ricks on the fast break. And that's what Dixie wants Ricks to do, is to try to run with him. Gardner leaves it for the trailer. Hugh Foster can't get the shot away. Into the corner to Rex Fulmer. Fulmer back to Hugh Foster. Foster. Lob pass goes to Cragen against Boyle. Puts the shot up over Boyle. No good. Rebound off the hands of Matthews. Brought it down and couldn't hang on to it. Went so high to get the rebound and lost it on the rebound. Bruce Herbst to get off the bench for the first time tonight. We've yet to see Fred Trovato either for Dixie. John Bauckham, jump pass in deep to Boyle, lays it up and in, and Brad Boyle with his fourth basket. Bauckham with the assist, 71-57, 14-point lead by the Rebels with 11:01 left in the ball game. Dixie starting to lengthen out that lead. Rex Fulmer at the top of the key, cross court it goes to Brad Gardner. Gardner whirls against Bauckham, lays it up, bank shot, no good, tap by Gardner, good, beautiful tap by Gardner. Gardner first basket here in the second half, a total of 12 points, cuts it back to a 12-point margin, 71-59. Brad Heaps into forecourt, quickly, Heaps drives, puts it up, no good, personal foul will go to whom? It looks like Ken Cragen, and if that's on Cragen, that's five. The official signals, you got him with the forearm. Bruce Herbst into the lineup for the first time tonight. And Cragen goes to the sidelines. Fouls out with 10:37 left and gets quite a hand from the fans. Cragen finishes with three baskets and 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and foul trouble was the key in this ball game as Cragen had 21 to lead the Vikings in Rexburg. Into the lineup comes a couple of ball players. Tobler for one. And let's see if it's, see who the other one is. Gordon Kerbs. Oh, yep, Gordon Kerbs is the other one. And another ball player goes to sit down, whose number I didn't catch. Let's check, see if it's Hugh Foster. It looks like Foster is the man out. Heaps gets the first half of the two-shot foul. Heaps, second shot is up and good by Brad Heaps. And Heaps now 5-for-6 from the free throw line and a total of 17 points tonight, 73-59 at the angle. Kerbs goes to Larry Tobler. Tobler trying to make the move. Down the keyhole, jump shot from 15. Deflected by Hammer. Hammer pleads, but definitely got him across the forearm. Hammer with personal foul number 3. Hammer's been kept in control a little bit tonight. Total of 16 points below his average. 73-59 with 10:27 left. And Tobler to shoot a couple. Tobler so far tonight has yet to get a free throw. Larry Tobler, first shot is up, hangs and falls. Ricks College will need every point they can get now. 10:27 left in the ballgame. Plenty of time for the Vikings to come back. The question is, can they? Second shot is good by Tobler. Vikings have yet to give up. Hurst quickly into forecourt to Brad Heaps. Heaps into the corner to Gordon Keener. Pass intended in deep for Hammer. Personal foul called on Fulmer. And I didn't see it, but the official said yes. And Glenn Dowling sits dejectedly along the bench. Looks down that bench, trying to find the secret combination. Getting off the bench is Eric Slaymaker to come into the lineup. Slaymaker playing his last game before the home fans. Gordon Keener goes out to a round of applause and a total of 9 points so far tonight. Craig Hammer at the free throw line to shoot two. First shot by Hammer is good. Hammer, 17 points on the night. We may see Fred Trovato pretty soon. We'll have to wait and see. 10:21 left in the ballgame, 74-61. Second shot by Hammer is good, 75-61. 10:20 left in the ballgame, and Dixie College with a 14-point lead. Gardner against Bruce Herbst. Goes to the left side, directs Fulmer. Fulmer out in front. It goes to Jeff Anderson, to Gardner, along the baseline against Herbst. Shoots over Herbst, long jump shot, misses everything except Craig Hammer. Hammer quickly out on the fast break. Dixie on the run. Hammer to Slaymaker, loses the basketball out of bounds. Hammer. And Eric Slaymaker just having an off night, a super off night. Has not been able to do much right at all tonight. Lost that one out of bounds. Jeff Anderson down the sidelines to Brad Gardner. Gardner against Bruce Hurst. Hook pass out in front goes to Rex Fulmer. Fulmer on the right side to Anderson. In deep, it goes to Tobler, and Hammer picks up personal foul number 4. Hammer may protest, but got him across the wrist. Into the lineup comes Mark McCleary. Going out is Rex Fulmer. Hammer with 4 personal fouls, and Dixie with a 14-point lead with 9:46 left and getting into plenty of foul trouble. Tim Fulmer gets off the bench. Fulmer to come in, and I think will replace Craig Hammer. Hammer to go to the sidelines with 18 points tonight. Gets a big hand before the hometown crowd. Inbounds comes to Ricks College. Mark McCleary to the top of the key. Tobler, jump shot. Good, and Larry Tobler continues to hit. Tobler, 9 baskets, a total of 20 points tonight with a couple of free throws. Slaymaker quickly into forecourt, goes to Tim Fulmer. Fulmer out in front to Brad Heaps. Heaps looks for help, goes to Slaymaker at the angle. Slaymaker looks for Boyle, can't get it to him. To Heaps, to Fulmer in deep at the angle. Out in front to Brad Boyle. Boyle wants to make the move to Fulmer along the baseline. Whirls, can't get the shot away to Slaymaker. Slaymaker looks for help, gets it to Hurst in the corner. Hurst has a notion, makes the move. Travel call on Bruce Hurst. Hurst turns the ball over. 9:15 left in the ball game. 75-63, Dixie by 12 points, and Ricks College trying to make the run right now. 9:15, Dixie playing with some ball players that have been in a little bit of a slump tonight. Slaymaker and Fulmer. Hurst hustling on defense. Pass goes at the angle to Larry Tobler. Tobler under pressure gets the pass to Jeff Anderson. Ball knocked away by Slaymaker. Personal foul on Slaymaker, number two. Skyline grad fouls Skyline grad with 9:01 left in the ball game. That's a 16 foul on Dixie, or is it 7? Is it a 1-1, or is it a 2-shot foul? The officials rule a 2-shot foul, so it'll be a penalty situation from here on out for Ricks anyway. Anderson to shoot the first shot, soft and good, and Jeff Anderson with his first point in the second half, 10 points on the night. 75-64, 75-65, and suddenly down to a 10-point lead. Hurst quickly into forecourt to Brad Heaps, 8:57 left in the ballgame. Dixie's gone a couple of minutes without scoring now. Ken Fulmer out in front to Eric Slaymaker on the left side of Brad Heaps along the baseline. Fulmer jump shot from 10, shot good, and Tim Fulmer, first basket of the night. Make it 77-65, and the Flyer grad. Ball stolen by Slaymaker, lays it up and in. Eric Slaymaker with the quick hands. Against number 12, Curbs, took it away from him, and a quick 4 points by Dixie has that 14-point margin again. Gardner, bounce pass to the high post to McCleary. He'll shoot from out there. Leaves it for Curbs, jump shot out of the corner. Good over Slaymaker, and Curbs with his first basket of the night. Make it 79-67. Slaymaker looks to get it to Fulmer quickly in forecourt. Cannot. Hook pass goes to Boyle out of the corner. Left alone at 10. Jump shot. No good. Rebound. Hurst. Good. Bruce Hurst with a rebound basket. Make it 81-67. Dixie. Hurst cut to the basket as Boyle took the shot, and Hurst right there for the easy left-handed lay-in. Tobler to the top of the key. Jump shot from the free throw line. Good again. Tobler having a super night, 10 baskets. A good thing Dixie has the lead for Rebel fans, or Tobler would be doing a lot more damage. Fulmer pass intended for Boyle, thrown away right into the hands of McCleary. 12-point lead. Ricks trying to cut it back to 10. At the angle, Curbs wants to take the shot to Gardner. Gardner whirls against Hurst. 3-second violation on Ricks College. In there too long, 7:40 left in the ball game. And Dixie to have the ball out of bounds. Eric Slaymaker. Brad Heaps with the basketball. Heaps in backcourt. 12-point lead. 7:37 left in the ballgame. Heaps cuts to the outside. Looks for the postman. Can't find it. Eric Slaymaker to Boyle. All alone underneath. Lays it up and in. And Brad Boyle. Best night in a long time. 10 points on the night for Boyle. 83-69. John Bauckham already has his career high at Dixie. Curbs against Slaymaker. Shoots over Slaymaker. Shot no good. Rebound brought down. Tapped around. Brought down by Fulmer. Lead pass goes to Brad Heaps. Heaps to bring it slowly into forecourt. 83-69. Dixie may break the century mark once again. We'll have to wait and see. Heaps goes to Fulmer at the angle to the high post to Boyle. Boyle looks for help. Back out in front to Slaymaker. Slaymaker gets it in deep to Hurst. Hurst against Anderson. Puts it up. Blocked by Anderson. Foul by Anderson. Jeff Anderson. Personal foul number 3. And to the free throw line to shoot 2 is Bruce Hurst. Big story tonight. One of the big stories for Ricks is the foul trouble by Ken Cragen. That helped get the big man out of the middle and open it up for Dixie a little bit. Coming into the lineup is Hugh Foster. Going out is Brad Gardner. Gardner with a fine night tonight. 12 points so far. Hurst to shoot 2. First shot is good by Bruce Hurst. 3 points on the night. Make it 84-69 for the Rebels. Hurst to try to get his second shot. That's up and good by Hurst. 4 points on the night. Make it 85-69. 16-point lead with 6:58 left in the ballgame. Time running out. And Ricks still not being able to come back against Dixie. Matthews along the sidelines to Jeff Anderson against Heaps. Anderson whirls, jump shot over Heaps. Shot soft, no good. Tap around. Personal foul will go to Boyle on the back of somebody. Boyle, personal foul number 3. With 6:43 left and to the free throw line will go Mark McCleary to shoot 1-1. Heaps called over to the sidelines to get some instructions. And at the free throw line, Mark McCleary to shoot 1-1. First shot by McCleary is good. Mark McCleary from the free throw line tonight has yet to shoot until that one. Now has 9 points on the night. The Ricks getting good balance scoring, but Dixie getting a little more scoring, period. 10 points as McCleary gets the second half of the two-shot foul. Slaymaker on the left side, it goes to Boyle. Left alone, tries to go around his man, wants to shoot over McCleary. Shovel pass to Fulmer, shot up and good. Fulmer from 15, assists to Brad Boyle, and Fulmer with his second basket of the night, make it 87-71. Quickly into forecourt, Jeff Anderson behind the back dribble, trying to clear away from Hurst and reaching in, Slaymaker gets the personal foul. Slaymaker beside himself tonight, just not having a good night at all. Three personal fouls on Slaymaker, only one basket is Slaymaker. After a good night last night, not having the best of nights tonight. Shooting 1-1 will be Jeff Anderson. Anderson, 5-for-6, 6-for-7. Anderson now with 12 points on the night. Jeff Anderson, graduate of Skyline High, second shot is up and good, 7-for-8 from the free throw line. Hurst and Heaps with the basketball, Heaps in backcourt to bring it into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by Ricks College. 14-point lead, Dixie, 87-73, 6:14 left. Long jump shot, Boyle, good. Boyle has the hot hand, takes advantage. Six baskets, a total of 12 points tonight for Brad Boyle, and I think that matches his career high. We'll double check. Yes, it does. Brad Boyle matching his career high. McCleary underneath against Boyle, goes up and in. McCleary got the position, and Boyle didn't contest him. With three personal fouls, 89-75, 14-point lead by the Rebels. Into the corner to Brad Boyle. Boyle looks for help, gets it out in front to Brad Heaps. Heaps wants to get it to Hurst. Hurst out of the corner, left-hander up, short off the front of the rim. Rebound brought down by Tobler. Tobler, outlet pass. Comes to Gordon Kerbs, 14-point lead by Dixie. Kerbs drives, bounce pass, travel call on Kerbs. 5:34 left in the ball game. And Dixie by 14. Heaps and Slaymaker in backcourt, 5:34 left. All of the sophomores except Fred Travato seeing action here in the last game of their careers before the home fans. Bruce Hurst in the corner, wants to get it in deep to Boyle, cannot. Now starts to make the move, gets it out in front to Eric Slaymaker. Slaymaker goes to Fulmer at the angle. Fulmer trying to get it back to Slaymaker, to Brad Boyle. Boyle cross court to Hurst. Hurst with the left-hander from the free throw line, no good. Ricochets out to Fulmer. Fulmer back to Slaymaker from the top of the key, good! Eric Slaymaker with just his second basket of the night and a total of 4 points, 91-75, 16-point lead, 5:02 left in the game. Anderson trying to go around Hurst, drives, hammered by Hurst or Boyle. Probably Hurst. Hurst with a personal foul. Bruce with personal foul number one is Jeff Anderson, very quick. Changed hands with the dribble and got the drive underway, 91-75. Dixie with 4:58 left. Gordon Anderson to get off the bench. And Fred Travato to get off the bench, and Travato will see action now. At the free throw line, shooting two will be Jeff Anderson. Anderson with the first one. Anderson now 8-for-9 from the free throw line. Boyle goes out, and Anderson gets a round of applause. Anderson, second shot up, short. Rebound brought down by Tobler. Rebound into the hands of Anderson. Loses it off his toe, out of bounds. Anderson trying to do a little acting job. Timeout called by Dixie with 4:54 left. Dixie wants the timeout, 4:54 left in the ball game. Dixie 91, Rick 76, back in 60 seconds. Thank you. Another one of the sophomores, Dave Rose, comes back into the lineup, an all-sophomore lineup now. Shot forced by Slaymaker, tap by Hurst, no good. Shot up, oh, good, by Hammer, and a personal foul on somebody. Hurst almost had the tap in. Personal foul, I think, will go to Anderson. We'll wait and see. 2-2, it says. And Jeff Anderson with personal foul number 4. Tan Tuller back into the lineup. Tuller, we mentioned before, the son of Rod Tuller, the head basketball coach at Utah State University, and his dad doing an excellent job with those Aggies. Shot up and good by Hammer. Hammer with 5 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 6-4-6, and Hammer with 20 points. 93-76, 17-point lead by the Rebels with 4:41 left in the ball game. Tuller quickly into forecourt. Goes to Brad Gardner, who's back into the lineup at the angle to Jeff Anderson. Back out in front to Tuller's own defense. Long jump shot. Gardner shot in and out. And no good. Followed up and good. No good. Rebound off the hands of Travato. Saved by Ricks. Inbounds goes to Larry Tobler. To Brad Gardner. Cross court. It goes to Jeff Anderson. Shot up and good. And Jeff Anderson gets his first basket here in the second half. Anderson, good shooter. 93-78. 15-point lead. All sophomore lineup right now. A little bit of a small lineup. Slaymaker looks for help. Wants to get it to Hurst, cannot, gets it to Hammer instead. Hammer on the right side goes to Dave Rose. Rose out in front to Slaymaker. Slaymaker on the right side, Hurst. 20-footer, good, and Bruce Hurst. Second basket with the left hand. Give him 6 points tonight, 95-78. 17-point lead by Dixie. Dixie maintaining a double-figure lead throughout most of the second half. Shot by Tobler, almost misses everything except the floor goes out of bounds. Jeff Anderson pleads, and Larry Tobler, that's the worst shot in terms of not being able to draw iron we've seen tonight. Normally, he's dead center. Slaymaker quickly into forecourt. Cuts to the top of the key, pass through the hands of Rose. Saved by Gardner. Off the foot of Rose, picked up by Travato. Rose, jump shot from the free throw line. Shot no good, rebound, batted around. Brought down, taken away by McCleary. Outlet pass comes to Jeff Anderson. 2-on-2, fast break. Anderson, pass intended in deep for Gardner, knocked away by Rose. Out of bounds off the hands of Rose. 3:24 left in the ball game. A lot of the fans sticking around, trying to see what takes place. Inbounds, way out in front. Goes to Tan Tuller. Tuller looks for help. Lob pass, cross court, goes to Brad Gardner. Back out in front to Tuller. Jump shot from 20, shot good, and Tan Tuller with a basket. Quickly, Dave Rose in backcourt against Brad Gardner. Rose, ball knocked away by Gardner, and Gardner picks up the personal foul. Gardner, foul number 4, and Rose to go to the free throw line to shoot 1-1 with 3:08 left in the ball game. Dave Rose, good free throw shooter tonight, has yet to score. Has not really played a whole bunch tonight. 1-1 situation. Dave Rose shot good, and Dave Rose with his first point of the night. Right now, Gordon Anderson, Fred Travato, and Rich Gramillion, the only guys to play who have not scored. Rose, second shot is up and hangs and falls, and Rose with 2 shots. Make it 97-80, a 17-point lead once again by Dixie, maintaining that 15-17-point lead at the angle. Jeff Anderson, cross court, it goes to Brad Gardner, out in front to Tuller, to Jeff Anderson. Anderson from 20, shot good, and Jeff Anderson left alone. Brothers, both good shooters, Belmont and Greg Anderson. Slaymaker to the top of the key, looks for help, backs into away from trouble against Tuller. Trying to find somebody. Travel call or a personal foul away from the basket. Maybe a 3-second violation. No signal from the officials, just suddenly a turnover by Ricks. Lob pass goes to Brad Gardner in forecourt, 2:42 left. Gardner cross court to Anderson, head fakes. 3-second violation by Ricks. And Dixie with the basketball out of bounds in backcourt. Dave Rose to inbounds to Slaymaker. 2:38 left in the ballgame. 97-82. Bruce Hurst. Lob pass intended in deep for Hammer. Knocked away. Picked up by Ricks College. A little sloppy play right there. Anderson throws the ball to Gardner. Gardner almost travels with the basketball. Gardner shot up short off the front of the rim. Rebound Tobler. Bank shot no good. Rebound Travato. Foul on Anderson. That's 5 on Anderson. And Travato will go to the free throw line. With 2:22 left, Anderson fouls out. And tonight, good performance by Anderson. 5 field goals and 8 for 10 from the free throw line. Good shooting no matter how you look at it. A total of 18 points. Cragen fouled out with 8 points. And now coming into the lineup for the first time will be Sean Campbell, a 6'10 freshman. Timeout Ricks with 2:22 left. 97-82, Dixie by 15, back in 60 seconds. Thank you. 97-82, Dixie with that 15-point lead, and at the free throw line, Fred Trovato trying to pick up first points of the night. One-and-one situation. Trovato needs the first to get the second. First one is good, and Fred with first point of the night. Fred Trovato, the Olympus High School sophomore, playing his last game before the Dixie fans. Second shot is up, no good. Off to the left, rebound. Knocked away by Rose. Cannot be saved out of bounds as Hurst and Tobler diving for it. Tobler, last one to touch it, and I think Dixie got a break. Definitely. Hurst to inbounds. 98-82. Inbounds under the basket to Hammer. Muscle shot, no good. Hammer brings the ball down. Personal foul on Tobler. No from behind on Sean Campbell. Campbell comes into the lineup and gets the foul, and Glenn Daly groans. Getting off the bench, number 50, Jay Robbins, to come into the lineup. Get a little more height in there for Ricks College. Larry Tobler goes out. Tobler goes out with an outstanding night. 10 field goals and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Hammer, 6 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. 98-82, a chance to give Dixie the century mark with 2:18 left. Hammer, shot good. 99-82, and Dixie, crowd getting expectant. Will Dixie hit the century mark? The shot is up and good, and Hammer makes it 100-82. Dixie out in front by 18. Quickly into forecourt to Tuller, to Gardner. Gardner at the angle. Bounce pass off the leg of Rose. A little three cushion shot, then off both knees of Robbins, and out of bounds to Dixie. Inbounds to Dave Rose. Rose against Gardner. Down the sideline, stepped out of bounds. Rose stepped along the sideline. Gardner, good defense to force Rose along the sidelines. Mark Matthews to come into the lineup, and Gardner to go sit down. Brad Gardner, good pure shooter. Rex Bulmer may be coming in soon. Matthews inbounds to Tan Tuller with 2:08 left in the ballgame. Tuller, top of the key, jump shot from 22. Good. And the young man from Logan High School has his second basket. Hurst, Slaymaker, and Hammer in backcourt. Slaymaker across the 10-second line. On the left angle, it goes to Rose. Rose, jump shot from 15. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Mark McCleary. Here comes Ricks on the fast break. 3-on-1 fast break. Cross court to Matthews. Shot in the air, no good. Rebound brought down by Slaymaker. Tuller and Slaymaker battling. Tuller, I think, will get the personal foul, or do they call it on Slaymaker? Tuller just shoved Slaymaker out of the way. Of course, Slaymaker then shoved back. Didn't see if there was a foul called or if it just lost the ball out of bounds. Out of bounds anyway to Ricks College with a minute 41. Inbounds comes to Campbell. Tap up, no good by Robbins. Will not fall. Rebound brought down by Trovato. Trovato leaves it for Slaymaker. Slaymaker quickly to Hammer. Hammer in midair. Brings it down, puts it up and in. Craig Hammer with his eighth basket of the night. Foul in backcourt on Dave Rose with a minute 26 left. And Rose picks up personal foul number one. 102-84, 18-point lead once again by Dixie. And the team that beat Snow College last night is having a tough time tonight against Dixie. As Ricks came out loose and relaxed and ready to play Dixie nose to nose, Dixie took the lead at 30-29, first time in a ball game. And since then, Ricks has never been able to catch up. Tuller hits the first of the two-shot foul, or the one-on-one situation, I should say. Tuller with 5 points on the night. Tuller only 5'10", and that may be giving him a couple of inches, 6 points. Rose quickly to Trovato into forecourt. Trovato right to the top of the key. Wants to take the shot. Does not. Goes at the angle to Rose along the baseline. Hammer. Jump shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Tan Tuller. A minute 16 left. 102-86. Tuller behind the back dribble. Tuller quickly into forecourt. Looks for help. Drives all the way to the basket. Shot up no good. Personal foul goes to Hammer. And I believe that's 5 on Hammer. I have that as 5 for Hammer. And Fulmer to come in. Hammer fouls out. With 109 left in the ballgame, 8 baskets, 8 for 8 from the free throw line, and a standing ovation for Craig Hammer in his last game as a Dixie Rebel. Before the home fans, has a couple of more games on the road and at least one in region play now. Shot up by Tuller is good. Now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. 102-87. Fulmer into the lineup to replace Hammer. Second shot is up and good by Tuller. 8 points on the night for Tan Tuller. Fred Trovato in backcourt against Mark Matthews. Trovato cruises into forecourt. At the angle, it goes to Dave Rose. In deep to Hurst. Hurst running left-handed hook shot. No good. Rebound brought down by Sean Campbell. All 6 feet, 10 inches of him. Travel call on Campbell. Move the pivot foot before he got rid of the basketball. With 57 seconds left, Dixie to have the ball out of bounds. 102-88, Dixie by 14. All over but the shouting right now, although teams have been known to come from quite a ways back. Bruce Hurst to inbounds. Does so, way out in front to Slaymaker. Tuttler takes a swipe at Slaymaker. Jump shot by Slaymaker will not fall, but a personal foul will be called on Mark Matthews. Matthews with personal foul number 3, and Slaymaker will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 with 53 seconds left. 102-88, Dixie in triple figures once again, the century mark. 1, 2, 3, 4. First shot is good by Slaymaker. 5, 6, 7, 8. Ninth time. And 5 out of the last 6 games. Shot up no good. And so Slaymaker gets 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 49 seconds left. 103-88. Tuller quickly into forecourt. Gunning away now. Shot misses everything. Tap brought down by Trovato. Lead pass to Rose. Rose out in front of everybody. Slam dunk. Dave Rose with points number 3 and 4. Rose with the steal. Rose goes right to the basket. Lays it up. Will not fall. Personal foul called on whom? On Tuller? On Tuller. Tuller's been slapping away at people since he came in and finally got his first personal foul. Tuller has been hacking away at Slaymaker and taking shots at everybody. And Rose, they call it on Rose? Tuller, living a charmed life, will be shooting 1 and 1 as Tuller has been hacking away, chopping at everybody. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot 1 and 1. Rose cannot believe it. 2 personal fouls on Rose. And 1 and 1 situation coming up for Tuller. Tuller 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Since he came in, has been gunning pretty well. Shot good. 5 for 5, a total of 9 points. 31 seconds left. It's 105-89. Ricks. Second shot by Tuller is up and good. 105-90. 15-point lead. Slaymaker quickly into forecourt. Looks for help under pressure. Goes to the corner to Rose along the baseline to Fulmer. Turn around with the right hand. Good! Fulmer, high-arching right-hander. Makes it 107-90. Tuller comes quickly into forecourt. Once he gets the basketball, ball stolen by Slaymaker. Lead pass to Rose. Rose back to Hurst. Lays it up and in. Hurst with the basket. Rose left it all alone for Hurst. Lob pass to Campbell, who lays it up and in. Run and gun. 3 seconds left. Hurst, baseball pass into the upper loggias. Hurst and Fulmer slap hands, and Dixie comes away with a 109-92 victory and a standing ovation for the Dixie Rebels, as Dixie has assured itself at least second place in the conference and will now definitely be going to postseason play, as Dixie has assured themselves a position in that Arizona tournament with a 109-92 victory over the Ricks College Vikings. A good game, Ricks College Ball Club. As both teams suffered a little bit of foul trouble in the first half, but it got to Ricks before it got to Dixie. And Dixie, with some hot shooting, ran away. 109-92, final score. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Actually, a nostalgic night for 6 Dixie Rebels, their last home game prior to their last games of the season, the last home game before the Rebel fans, and Dixie College with six sophomores playing, the final five of the six sophomores playing in the final couple of minutes. Brad Heaps, Eric Slaymaker, Dave Rose, three sophomore guards, Fred Travato, a guard and sometimes forward, Bruce Hurst and Craig Hammer. The six sophomores making their final appearance before the home fans. And Rex, you were down on the floor taking snapshots down there. Some good action pictures, I hope.
We certainly hope so, Larry. If we get some good ones, we're going to blow them up and put them in our boys' room. So I think he's certainly hoping that we get some good ones tonight. It's a whole different ball game down on the floor. You know, you seem like it's just a peon when you get down there with those guys. They were just, you know, chatter, chatter, chatter all the time. And great bunch of guys, great bunch of enthusiasm.
Did you get the slam dunk by Dave Rose?
I did, but I think it'll probably turn out pretty blurry.
Oh, you were excited right then, I think. Greg loves, your oldest son, just loves those slam dunks. We found that out last night.
Yes, that's right. And yeah, I think he went home and tried to count every one of them. I think he came up with a total of seven last night. And, you know, tonight was a lot different ball game. But that's one thing that he lives for. And I had to go home and lower my basket at home so he could practice slam dunking it. So
he isn't that tall yet. You must have had to lower it quite a bit.
He's going to be a bit like his dad, I think.
Well, I don't mean to laugh. No, Rex. No. The feeling down on the floor, a lot of excitement along that Dixie bench?
Lots of excitement, Larry, and especially since Snow lost last night, and Dixie came out here and handled Rick's fairly easy tonight here. You know, of course, the first half was quite tight, but, you know, down there in the keyhole tonight, there's a lot of elbows, a lot of shoving going around, and each one of the guys complimented one another. They wasn't going for the glory. You know, it was a great team effort, and you could just tell the way they chattered and the way they complimented one another. You know, that's a 100% team effort, and I think Dixie's going to do all right.
It was a pretty good gesture right at the last. Dave Rose leaving the basketball for Bruce Hurst on that layup.
Yeah, I was all prepared right there to get this another dunk, you know, and all of a sudden, before I knew it, he threw the ball back to Hurst, and so I had to hurry and readjust my camera so I could get Hurst on the dunk. But anyway, Hurst didn't dunk it. He just went in for the easy cripple. But they're a great bunch of guys, Larry, and they all compliment one another, and they've got a lot of team spirit. So hope they go and do okay in the regionals.
Now, this is a hot Rick's ball club that they knocked out tonight. It was not a case of Rick's rolling over and dying, although Ken Craig in foul trouble early had to be a big hurt for the Vikings' chances.
Yes, that's true. You know, you get somebody in foul trouble like Dixie had Gordon Anderson in foul trouble here in the first half, and you know, it takes a little bit of spark out of any ball club that gets their big gun in foul trouble. But Dixie, in the first half, they was able to substitute one guy at a time, and they was able to come up with a combination which was able to spark Dixie. And you know, when they took Slaymaker out, put Keener in, and put even Tom Hansen in the center, you know, was able to spark the ball club to where no matter who they play, and it doesn't matter which group of five guys are in there, it's all a pretty equal bunch of boys.
This is as well as Dixie has played all year. This is the best that Dixie has played at all year, these last two ball games.
You know, it's like when we was coming over here tonight, I was telling my wife that it seems like the Dixie, every time they have two games back-to-back, one on a Friday and one on a Saturday, they play an excellent ball game the Friday night, and they come back, and they are tight, they're tense the second night. You know, we saw that in the tournament here during the holidays. And, you know, I told my wife, I says, just wait tonight for Dixie, because I'm sure they're going to be tense and it's going to be a different ballgame than it was last night. And the first half started out that way, but all of a sudden Dixie got that combination in there and they was able to capitalize on it. And of course they come out here in the second half and they was able to do all right. I just feel bad that I missed the prediction of the score by 2 points.
Rex, I got to give you credit. You've won a couple of those BYU score guessing contests already for people who follow that team.
Well, thanks a lot, Larry, but I get lucky once in a while, and I won my third one the other night. And
did you really? You didn't tell me that.
2 weeks ago I lucked out and won the number three. So the one I really am after, I need that trip to Acapulco.
Well, that's enough of this. Let's talk about final statistics, and we'll be back with the final stats on this ball game after this message from Hurst Ben Franklin. Rex, before we get to the scoring totals, I'll turn the mic to you. Let's talk about turnovers, rebounds, and other et cetera sort of type of statistics like that. Take it, Rex.
Well, thanks a lot, Larry. But I must admit that when I went down to take my foul or my camera down with me, I got a little bit carried away, so I actually didn't get the correct statistics as far as shots attempted and their percentages from the field and from the free throw line. But anyway, in the first half, you know, Dixie shot 60% from the free throw line as compared to 85% from Ricks. But they shot a blistering 58% in the first half, actually, after they started out shooting only 25%. So they actually come back and shot another 75% to capitalize to make it 58. But Ricks shot a total of 50% in the first half. And I guess it's my fault that I thought more of my camera in the second half. But anyway, we was able to keep track of rebounds due to some good statisticians from the Encore group here. But anyway, as far as rebounds, Dixie had come up with a total of 38. Ricks had a total of 31. And turnovers plagued Ricks tonight. Of course, Dixie had their share. And each game they seem to be cutting it down just a little bit, getting ready to be geared for the national finals, I guess. But in turnovers, Dixie had a total of 13. Ricks had a total of 19. So once again, that turnovers just plays a major, major part. I was talking to Coach Heaton a couple of years ago when he was down the high school, and they figure that for each turnover that each team has, they lose 1 point. So if we think about the 19 points that Ricks could have had here tonight, it, of course, would have been a lot different ball game perhaps. But, of course, Dixie had 13, so we still got to add 13 onto them. But Dixie played an excellent ball game, excellent defensive game, and this is the best they've been playing all year long.
Definitely, last two ball games. Dixie dropped behind as much as 7 points at one time in the first half. Dixie caught Ricks at 30-29 with their first lead of the ball game, and from that point on, never really looked back too long. Ricks kept making runs at Dixie, got back within 1 point several times. But Dixie never trailed after that 30-29 margin, and from then on, it was all Dixie and just got to be more and more Dixie. First of all, let's take a look at the Ricks scoring unofficially. Rex Palmer came off the bench, failed to score a couple of big losses and some foul trouble that hit both ball clubs tonight. Kept some ball players on the sidelines. Jeff Anderson came up with 5 field goals, 8-for-10 from the free throw line, fouled out of the ball game with 2:22 left and a total of 18 points. And a big minus for Ricks was Ken Cragen. The first foul of the ball game on Cragen really shouldn't have been called because Cragen did not make the contact unless he did up around the wrist, but the official signaled around the body, and Cragen really did not get him there. But Cragen from that time got into foul trouble, and it just seemed to be an off night for Cragen altogether, although when he was in there, he was tough. Being out of there so much of the time had to have hurt the Vikings. Fouled out with 10:37 left in the ballgame. 3 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points. Tan Tuller came off the bench coming down the wire, started putting it up there pretty good and leading a little bit of a charmed life and got 2 field goals and 6-for-6 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points. Gordon Kerbs held in control tonight, just 1 basket for 2 points. Hugh Foster kept under control, 2 baskets for 4 points. Mark Matthews finished with 2-for-3 from the free throw line, a total of 2 points. Jay Robbins played, did not score. Sean Campbell came off the bench late in the ball game and got a basket for 2 points. Brad Gardner, super shooter, doing an excellent job tonight. Just not enough in the second half. They couldn't get the basketball to him enough. And Gardner, 3 field goals, 6-for-6 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Mark McCleary coming off a back injury, playing as much as he has in a long time. 5 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, a total of 12 points. Larry Tobler, super night, super ball player for the only sophomore on this ball club. Tobler, 10 field goals, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 22 points. To lead all of the Ricks scorers, and if you look at it, 5 men in double figures plus 1 more man, Ken Cragen with 8 points. Good balance, excellent balance for Ricks College tonight.
They're an excellent ball club, and of course Dixie had their hands full when they were up there. Of course it went into overtime, and they knew that they was going to have their hands full tonight, and of course they did beat Snow last night, and Dixie had to really play good ball to beat them, and they're an excellent balanced ball club and well coached.
Okay, let's take a look at the Dixie Ball Club. Their 109 points came this way. Craig Hammer, might as well give him credit, fouled out of the ball game. This is the first time we've seen Hammer foul out of a ball game in a long time. Fouled out with 1:09 left in the game. 8 field goals, 8-for-8 from the free throw line. Got a standing ovation for his 24 points, and deservedly so. Hammer has put on quite a show this season.
Yes, he has. And, of course, if I was a star like Hammer, and if it was my last home game, Larry, I think I'd have fouled out too.
Okay, I'll accept that. Let's take a look at some of the other ball players. Gordon Keener came off the bench, provided some much-needed spark because Eric Slaymaker was definitely in a slump. 4 field goals, 1-for-1 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Fred Trovato played briefly coming down the wire the last 5 minutes, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, just the 1 point. Gordon Anderson in foul trouble all night, and Anderson failed to score. Grich Gramillion came off the bench in the first half, didn't play in the second half, and he failed to score. So two of the big centers didn't score tonight, and that had to be a little bit of a problem for Dixie, but they overcame it anyway. Bruce Hurst came off the bench, scored, played only in the second half, and scored 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points. Tom Hansen playing only in the first half. Hansen provided some spark at center when Anderson got in foul trouble in the first half. Brad Boyle did a little bit in the first half, a whole bunch in the second half. Here are two guys that normally haven't been playing that much center doing an outstanding job tonight, and really the key. When Anderson and Gramillion didn't do the job, Boyle and Hansen did.
That's right, Larry. And last night, when he was walking out through the parking lot, Hansen and Anderson were just getting in their car. They must have had their parents here. I'll say, at least they had a car full. And Tom and Gordon were just getting in their car, and I says, "Hey, Tom, you played an excellent ball game tonight." And his old face just lit up, and you could just see that lumberjack smile. You know, and he was so excited that he just got in and scored 4 points. And I think tonight, when they called him in there in the first quarter, I think it totally caught him unaware that he was actually going in the first quarter. And, you know, he made good time of it, and he went right to the rim every time he got the ball.
Much more positive when he's playing, has improved drastically over the year. To be honest with you, a lot of the coaching staff didn't feel like Hansen would provide that much support this year, but he was a good young man, and they wanted to keep him around and just see if he would develop. They've been pleasantly surprised the last couple of weeks.
Yes, they have, and he has developed. And, you know, even when they go in the dressing room and come back out to take their warm-ups, Tom Hansen is always the first man to lead them out. And, you know, he adds a lot of spark, even on the bench. And, of course, you got to have a good bench to have a good starting five. And I think Dixie's got that totally this year.
And apparently that's going to be a key for Dixie. They're coming on strong, providing some bench strength in that center position. Tom Hansen, 2 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 5 points, just played the first half. Tim Fulmer, definite off night, but still came up with 3 field goals, missed his only 2 free throws, a total of 6 points. Some of the key ball players now. Eric Slaymaker, big slump tonight, and I would have to ask his dad for the halftime interview on the one night, maybe the worst night that Eric has ever had in the Rebel Gym. 2 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points. Brad Heaps, super night, 6 field goals, 5 for 6 from the free throw line, 17 points. Dave Rose came off the bench to hit a field goal, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 4 points. Couple of ball players that hadn't seen that much action in recent weeks until the last 3 or 4 games. John Bauckham hitting a career high tonight. 7 field goals, 4 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 18 points in the last 3 ball games. He set a new career high of 17 points, matched his old one of 16 points last night, and then went up one more tonight, 18 points. Brand new career high for John Bauckham. And Brad Boyle, super night, 6 field goals, matching his Dixie College career high, a total of 12 points tonight for Brad Boyle. We'll be back with a couple of more notes after this message.
Oh, wow. I hope that's just the radio. Huh? Is your radio going bananas?
Right now.
I hope that's just the radio and not this.
A little bit of a surprise tonight, as Dixie had 4 men in double figures. Ricks had 5 men in double figures. If you want to go by the number of double figure scorers, Ricks actually had a little better balance tonight. Five men in double figures, 1 man with 8. Dixie actually with 4 men in double figures, 1 man with 8 and 1 man with 9, so I guess it's fairly even. A couple of good offensive shows. I think part of the key tonight, Rex, was the fact that Ricks College was forced to play fast break. Dixie got the lead, and suddenly Ricks found themselves in a fast break ball game, and they normally don't run and shoot that much. They showed that they can run and shoot, but they couldn't keep up with Dixie.
One thing about it, whoever gets the control of the game and the tempo, you know, like Dixie, they're a run-and-gun shooting team. And if they can get the tempo of the game, it's got to force the other team into run and shoot. And, you know, once you get behind, you got to play catch-up ball, and that's what Dixie had to force Ricks into doing tonight.
Taking a look briefly at... I hope that's just static on our radio and not going out over the air. We are getting a little static coming back at us here, as they're lowering the standards, the basketball standards. Dixie College with a 109-92 victory tonight over the Ricks College Rebels, or Ricks College Vikings. Let's take a look at future broadcast action and what will be taking place with Dixie College and Dixie High School. For Dixie High School, a 53-50 victor last night against Payson High School. Dixie with a big win last night against Payson keeps their hopes alive for a state tournament berth, although it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Dixie needs to win their final three ball games, and their next game will be Wednesday evening at home against Spanish Fork, and we'll be on the air beginning at 7:15 with a pregame show. Dixie High versus Spanish Fork in that game, and the next Dixie College game will be Friday night when Dixie is on the road against Colorado Northwestern in Rangeley, Colorado, and the last we heard, that would be a 7:30 game, so we'll be on the air at 7:15 with the broadcast time. Our final broadcast of the year for Dixie College in regular season, although Dixie's now assured themselves a spot in that Arizona tournament. Next week, we'll have Spanish Fork for and Dixie High Wednesday night, Friday night on KZEZ-FM, Dixie High and Pleasant Grove, and then next Friday and Saturday for Dixie College, Colorado Northwestern, Friday night on KDXU, and College of Eastern Utah, final regular season game Saturday night. Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us, and our sponsors for their support. Rex Winterton is our man with the statistics tonight, and my mom is now 6 for 6 in seeing Dixie College basketball games. She's seen 6 of them over 3 years, 2 each year, and has come away a winner. We'd like to thank XV Kelly for keeping us on the air back at the station. And our final score once again, Dixie 109, Ricks College 92. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, you hear?